Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hello and welcome to episode 236 of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. I'm your host, Paul Andrews, and today's episode, we are recapping week four of our Learn to Play 5 minutes a day in May guitar challenge. So all through May, we've been going through this guitar challenge. You've probably seen the week recaps from previous weeks. This is the final one, and then we're going to get back to some other stuff on the podcast. It's been quite heavy, obviously, just going through the last month, recapping the weeks of the challenge. But hopefully it's been quite interesting going through some of this stuff. Even if you've been playing for a little while, really good to go back and look at the foundational kind of lessons and make sure, obviously, we're doing this stuff correct and we've got good technique and all that kind of good stuff. And that's what I want to go through in this challenge, as well as developing a regular practice routine. Just 5 minutes a day, get your practice going, and you'll start seeing, obviously, progress. So this week was all about lead guitar playing. And in the very first session, day 22 of the challenge, we went to the E minor pentatonic scale. And the E minor pentatonic scale is the most used scale. Well, the most used scale is minor pentatonic, not necessarily E, but E is probably up there. Minor pentatonic is the must-know scale for guitar players. It's not the most used scale in music. In Western music, that'd be the major scale. That's your, you know, your do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, if you've seen The Sound of Music. The reason that's the most used is it's the most pleasant to the ear, and everything derives from that scale. The minor pentatonic actually comes from that scale, as the minor scale does, as modes do, as chords do, as everything does. That's kind of the hub of all music, is the major scale. But not what we want to talk about today. We want to talk about the minor pentatonic scale. And the minor pentatonic scale starts on string 6, 0, 3, then on the next string, 0, 2, the next 0, 2, 0, 2, 0, 3, 0, 3. So really important to go for that scale a number of times, up and down, to make sure you really, really know it. Now, as you're going up the scale, so ascending it, hopefully not too bad. Normally it's descending that's normally causes a bit of a problem when you're going backwards. From a technique point of view, we want to use the same finger as the fret number. We call this finger per fret. So when you're playing fret 3, we use finger 3. When you're playing fret 2, we use finger 2. Now, I'm playing through this quite quickly. Obviously, you can do it nice and slow. And that's what I was asking the people of the challenge to do, depending where we are in our guitar playing journey. Obviously, people that are doing the challenge, we've got people that are just starting off. We've got people that may be going on for a few years. I've got people from beginning guitar coming and going a number of years at high level. They're going through a challenge just to kind of give them a bit of something to practice each day and just kind of recaps on the essentials. So depending where you are, obviously, you can layer this, you can level this up and make this harder. Great way of doing this is with what we did in the next day, day 23, where we looked at putting this to a metronome. So the metronome's on, you're playing along to that metronome, and you're just doing one pick per click. So and so on. And a good speed to begin with is 60 on the metronome. That's what we aim for at Beginner Guitar Academy. 60 is a really good speed. Now, to tick this off at Beginner Guitar Academy, we actually do two picks per click. So now it's more like, and then back up the other way as well. We're not going to worry about that today. Just give you kind of a taste of what we went through. So make sure we're tight to that metro and really getting that timing through. Then day 24, we looked at A Cooler Riff by Eric Clapton, Sweet Home Chicago. Originally a song by Robert Johnson from way back in like 1930-something, 34, 35. Don't quote me on that, but it's around that sort of time period. Eric Clapton's a big fan of Robert Johnson. So he did a whole album of covers. But Sweet Home Chicago is a great little tune. And it starts off all notes from the E minor pentatonic scale. You start off the open E string. You're going to play that a second time. Third fret on the B, G2, G0, and then D2. So it's a great little riff. And then we just loop that round over the music. Really just trying to get the phrasing and trying to get that scale under our fingers. But it's all from the minor pentatonic scale. And it's a good one to look back at the timing for week three as well, because it starts off with a whole note. One, two, three, four. Then it goes to quarter notes. One, two, three, four, one. Ending with a whole note on the second fret of the D string. So that's a really cool little riff. Then we'd start talking about improvisation and taking that scale, the E minor pentatonic scale, and creating a solo from it, being more creative and being more musical. So to begin with, improvisation is one of these topics that quite often confuses guitar players or makes them sort of give up. It's like, whoa, that sounds very confusing. But it doesn't have to be. When you see like a Jimi Hendrix or guitar players known for improvisation on stage and they just look like they're creating magic, they're just coming up with all these cool little riffs. When you improvise, it's not normally a question of making up things you've never played before. It's a question of using phrases, stock licks, if you like, and playing them slightly differently. You might play them different orders. You might elongate certain notes. You might play it with a different feel. But it's going to be things you've played before. He would have played that scale before, maybe not in that sort of order. It's maybe going by feel, but it will be stuff he's played before. So that's the first thing. So with that in mind, you've got to know that scale really, really well. So you've got to drill that scale over and over again so you can play it upside down, inside out, backwards and forwards. Make sure that's really under your fingers. Once you've got that, then we can just play through the scale along to like a backing track. I'll put the backing track in a minute and show you the kind of steps we're going to go through. Just play on top of it. That'll straight away make that scale sound more musical. And then just start changing direction. So randomly just change direction where it feels like you kind of should. Step number three is then to leave gaps. And by leaving gaps, you create phrases. You create these little riffs. Or little licks. See what I mean? So they're kind of the three steps to improvisation. So let me whack on this backing track. I'll put this in the lesson notes as well so you can download it. Just off YouTube. Here it comes. So you can play a scale over top. Again, as slow as you need to go. We can do it as fast as you need to go if you're a bit more, say, further along your journey. Okay, so step one is just playing over top, getting the feel for the backing track, getting a feel for the scale, and then start changing directions. Straight away, it sounds a bit less scalic. Like I'm just playing a scale up and down, sounds a bit more musical now. And then I'm going to start leaving some gaps. And you can see it sounds a lot more musical now I'm leaving the gaps. And that's kind of that next place to take it. So that's how we'll build up our improvisation, those three steps, playing the scale up and down, so the backing track to make it all musical, changing direction, and then leaving gaps. And then in day 26, we're looking at hammer-ons, so the beginnings of lead guitar technique. So hammer-ons, we pick the open G string, then you just whack your finger down, second fret on the G string. So hammer-on because you're literally hammering your finger onto the string to sound the note. You're not picking it with your picking hand, you're picking once, and then you're hammering on with your fretting hand to sound the next note. Now, that's a really smooth way of connecting notes. That's the reason for doing it. You might think, well, why do I want to do that if I can just pick it? So you can hear a difference if I pick it, if I hammer it on. You can get a lot of speed as well, hammer-ons. Things sound like Sweet Home Alabama. Just put it into context. The hammer-ons he does there is you can execute those notes a lot quicker. Then on the next day, day 27, we looked at pull-offs, which are kind of the opposite of hammer-ons. Rather than whacking our finger down, we're pulling our finger off. So we play second fret on the G string, we then pull our finger off to the side to pluck the string effectively with our fretting hand. So it's the fretting hand plucking that string to sound it. And that is a pull-off. So pulling off to the side, not pulling straight up. You've got to pluck that string. You've got to get that string moving to get the sound of the volume. Now, speaking of volume, you want to try and get your pull-offs and your hammer-ons the same level of volume as the original pick. What we don't want is this. So you have that real drop in volume. Try and get it nice and even. Now, these techniques are very dependent on strength. So this might take a little while to get these down. So people that are going through the challenge, I'm not expecting you really to get these, you know, rocking on the day that I show you. These probably take a few more days. That's why I've only done three techniques. And then you can really work on them maybe for a few weeks and really try and get them down. It's strength for, you know, we need to work on that strength. It's fundamental that we get that strength built, and that will not happen in one day. And the third and final technique we looked at on day 28 was sliding. So second fret on the G string, you pick that note, you keep the pressure, and you slide up two frets. So we're sliding up to fret four. So that's what a slide is. But the most important thing there is keeping the pressure. If you take your finger off, the sound stops. You gotta hold it, push it, and drag it. You can also slide third fret on the B string, up to fret five on the B string, and third fret on the E string, up to fret five on the E string. And they're really nice slides, those three. And that kind of rounded off our three techniques, the hammer-ons, the pull-offs, and the slides. And then on day 29, we had a big jam where we put all that together. So we whacked on the backing track, went through these steps of improvisation, went for those three techniques. And I was just encouraging our members of the challenge just to start experimenting. So if you're just beginning your journey of improvisation, it's just putting on a backing track like this one. It's a great one. It's 5 minutes long, so that takes our 5 minute practice. And just noodle around. Play through the scale. Start trying to integrate these techniques, the hammer-ons, pull-offs, slides. Just focus on one at a time. You know, you could do like a few notes. Start trying to focus on the hammer-ons. And then do pull-offs and then do slides. Eventually bring them all in together, but do one at a time. Make sure obviously we're happy with that. Go nice and slow. If you're feeling overwhelmed, start with just a few notes as well. So start with maybe second fret on the D string, zero on the G string, and second fret on the G string. Limit yourself to three notes. You'll feel a lot less overwhelmed and be easy to execute stuff a little bit easier as well. So that was day 29, playing on that backtrack, putting everything to work. And day 30 was our recap of everything we went through on that week, which is obviously doing now on the podcast anyway. So it was a fun week, week four. So I wanted to give a bit more creativity, and you definitely get that when you're looking at lead guitar playing. So this kind of wraps up the whole of the challenge though. So week one was all about picking. Week two was all about chords. Week three was about strumming and timekeeping. And week four is about lead guitar. So again, if you've missed out that, go back and... So if you missed out, if you haven't subscribed to the challenge, go down now, bgachallenge.com, and you'll start from day one and go all the way through the different weeks. If you have missed out any of those and you've gone through the challenge, the most recent email will take you through all of those. So the wrap-up email I'm sending out on day 30 will have links to everything we covered, so you can go back and recap it. And don't worry if you're thinking, well, we're on week four, I don't think I've mastered week two yet. That is quite understandable. So I've given you basically a taste of stuff we teach at Beginner Guitar Academy and given you good solid foundation that you can now build off of. Now you might want to go over this four-week challenge and repeat it. This might be, you know, a few months' work of just going back through it and back through it. That is fine. You know, do whatever you need to. Some people that played before, this will be enough. You'll be like, oh, cool, that's giving me a good recap. Where do I go next? And that's what we'll finish up this episode of the podcast talking about. Where we go next is come and join me at beginnerguitaracademy.com. What I've taught in these 4 weeks are foundational things we go through in level one. It also gives you a bit of a taste as well of me as a teacher. You know, how do you like my teaching style? Do you think you'd get on with me? Fantastic. Come and join Beginner Guitar Academy. If you don't come and join Beginner Guitar Academy. Perhaps then, you know, delete the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. Don't subscribe to it. But if you have enjoyed what you've heard, then come and check out Beginner Guitar Academy. That is my online guitar school where I will be your guitar teacher. Now, I say online guitar school and guitar teacher very deliberately because we are an online guitar school. And the difference between an online guitar school and online guitar course is quite often one way. You'll get the videos. Fantastic. You can work through it in your own time. But you don't have anyone to ask questions to. At Beginner Guitar Academy, you have access to me whenever you need me. You can send me an audio, video, or text whenever you like through what we call Support Bubble on the website. So basically, you get unlimited video support. So like video exchange, one-to-one lessons, if you like, whenever you need me. So that's just baked into the monthly price. That's why we're a little bit more expensive than maybe your Fender Plays and stuff like that, where it is one way, or they have their little Facebook group, but there's all those other members in there and don't always get your question answered. Or if you do, it's not by someone that has experience. You have access to me, a guitar teacher, whenever you need me. So you get the coaching whenever you need it. We have structured content where I have my five-level system that I use the G4 guitar method. I've used the G4 guitar method in my offline guitar school for 10 years. I'm a certified, licensed G4 teacher. I've had support and training from David Hart, the guy that wrote that method. So again, something you don't get from most courses, someone who's an actual teacher who's been trained. I'm also a Yamaha Music School trained teacher. So I have a lot of training, a lot of experience in teaching. I've been teaching now for 20 years. You don't get that often as well. And finally, we have the community. So like-minded students from across the world. We have students in America, New Zealand, in Australia, in other parts of Europe, in England, all over the place. And they are a great bunch. And we hang out in Beginner Guitar Academy's community in the forums. And I check those forums daily where I can offer advice as well. It's just a great place to come and hang out. So I tried to get the best of offline guitar lessons and the best of online guitar lessons to create this hybrid approach. And you come check us out for a two-week trial just for $1 at beginnerguitaracademy.com. Take it for a test drive and see how you find it. But I guarantee it's a lot different than you're going to find in most other places, and hopefully for the better. So come check us out. Well done for those that did the challenge. Congratulations for reaching the end of it. Any questions about a challenge, just let me know. info@beginnerguitarcademy.com. Otherwise, hopefully you'll take me up on the invitation and I'll see you in the academy real soon. If not, I'll chat to you next week for another podcast. So have a fantastic week. Take care and keep your eyes open for next week's episode.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.